Our next speaker is representing Unison. Unison is not only Britain's largest trade union, it was also the first major trade union to affiliate to the Stop the War Coalition. Their representative today is Annette Place from their national executive. Annette. Thank you. Brothers and sisters, I'm proud to be here today to represent our great union, Unison, its national executive and our 1.3 million members. I come with messages. I come with a message of solidarity, solidarity with the coalition, the wider peace movement and George Galloway, and pledge that we will continue to work with you nationally, regionally and locally in the promotion of world peace. We're standing here today on the eve of the Labour Party conference. We may be silenced there next week, but we will not be silenced here today, and we will not be silenced in the future in our fight for world peace. A second message to the British and US governments, Blair and Bush. Unison condemns your unilateral decision to wage war on Iraq. We were against it before the bombs started to drop. We were against it while they were dropping on the innocent people of Iraq, and we're still against it now. We're apparently not alone in this view. The US and Britain began war without the support of the UN and in the face of strong and growing opposition from the democratic and free world. It cannot be, and it has not been, justified. How can the US and British government forces use cluster bombs and depleted uranium, which pose a real and pressing danger to the Iraqi people, especially the children, long after the war ceases? Unison and the TUC, the British trade union movement, call on the government to work through the United Nations for the withdrawal without delay of coalition troops and for the control of Iraq to be given properly to the Iraqi people. There is now an urgent need for an extensive humanitarian aid programme, and it is crucial that this is a programme of reconstruction to be delivered by the UN and not by the US. We must stop those cash-hungry multinational capitalists grabbing lucrative contracts for their own benefit. Will they ensure that basic necessities like food, water and shelter are restored? Will they ensure that medical aid is supplied to hospitals and that crucial vaccinations are provided for children? The schools must be reopened and equipped urgently, and the trade union movement must be rebuilt. I think we've shown today that Blair and Bush face massive unified opposition to their phony and wholly unjustified and illegal war on so-called terror. On behalf of Unison, as a real socialist and a proud member of the true socialist labour movement, I bring this solidarity message, and I finish on an old-fashioned trade union slogan. Workers of the world, unite. Workers of the world, unite against injustice, against fascism, against lies, oppression, globalisation and privatisation. Workers of the world, unite against illegal war and illegal occupation. Solidarity.